Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Those who have written and interpreted that add to, and you can fit it into the Hebrew or the Greek, and it's accurate. Okay, so I want to encourage that. When you research, if you have other Bibles, do research. I have a Bible called the Word Bible. It has 21 translations. If you're really digging into a subject, you can read all these different translations, and they're accurate, but all of them have pieces. It's like you suddenly get a big picture. Wow. Okay, so Matthew 20, verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what will you? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. And he said unto them, you shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Now, verse 24. And when the other ten, heard it, they were moved with indignation. They got mad against the two brethren. So we see something kind of fleshly going on there, right? We got two of them that kind of, got out of their lane and said, Lord, can we talk to you? Stuff was starting to get real good. So they wanted to get kind of inside scoop. So they had their mother get involved. She come worship and say, I got a request. You'll answer. If we pray, you'll answer. You'll give us whatever we desire. Let my son sit on your right hand and left. But it was a fleshly, carnal attempt at achieving a place of authority. And Jesus said, are you able to, they said, we are. He said, okay, well, you will to some degree, but it's not my place. My Father's going to determine who sits on the right and the left. Now, look, get the picture. What's going on with the disciples? Now, the other 10 got mad. They didn't laugh at him. They got mad. Y'all think y'all two? No, it's us two. No, it's me and him. No, it's me. Because this is the argument and the strife that they got into because they were viewing authority through the wrong lens. Amen. And see why many people haven't entered into the first covenant. They view dominion through the wrong lens, and they get into fights they can't win. Fights that don't belong to you. The fight you're supposed to fight is the fight of faith. Not folks, not the devil. The devil's defeated. I'm talking about going back to the first covenant. Okay, so we see this, right? In Mark chapter 10, and verse 40, let's see, 42, it's another, it's the same thing. But let me just read verse 42, because the two came and the 10 got mad, right? And Jesus said in verse 42 of Mark 10, but Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, you know that they, look at this now, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles, exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. Let's pause there for a moment. They were acting in a carnal way.
Amen.
In the only example that they seen before the kingdom of God had showed up. And that was to exercise lordship. Like the James and John, when they got there, well, if Jesus had given them consent, they said, well, we got here first. See, that's how the world operates.
Amen.
So Jesus makes the statement, he says, you know that they which are counted to rule in the Gentile world, outside of the kingdom, they exercise lordship and their great ones exercise authority upon them. He says in verse 43, but so shall it not be among you. Now, let's start right there.
Amen.
All right, let's start right there. That cancels out every lust of our flesh.
Amen.
Every lust for power, influence, ego, ergo, you go, whatever go, it cancels it all out. That's why we have to be crucified. I find this to be true. Some of you probably have too. It's when you stop asking God when, it's when you are free from questioning God about stuff, that you ripen.
Amen.
For whatever he has for you next. Now it's kind of paradoxical, because we're to always be hungry. He that hungers and thirsts, but not like these guys.
Amen.
Jesus brought in the example, or the parallel, or the comparison, how the Gentiles do. Look how the Gentiles do. So the great ones, the ones that are over them, exercise lordship over them. He said, but it's not going to be that way among you. He says, but whoever will be great, hear me, among you, he shall be your minister. Now, when we use the word minister, we use it in churchy ways, you know, religious ways. But what he's talking about is, really, the greatest one among you will be the one that serves you.
Amen.
Now, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't make sense to the Gentile world. Because in the Gentile world, you can only go as far as your strength will take you. But in the kingdom of God, God said, I give you dominion over the whole earth. Come on, y'all ready to enter into some real dominion where God is sovereign? Things happen without you touching them. Stuff is drawn to you. Why? Because God has a covenant with humanity. So I really want to drive this home. We're going to look at something else here. He said, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. Now you can't slice this but one way. Some people try to, you know, they brown nose.
Amen.
You know, they do a bunch of stuff to try to, you owe them now. That ain't what we're talking about here.
Amen.
That doesn't work.
Amen.
That's not what God knows. This comes from a pure heart.
Yes.
This comes from honest humility.
Amen.
And the desire to just serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hello? To the world, they think good guys always finish last. They don't have a clue.
Amen.
Because the bad guys never finish.
Amen.
Is this making sense to you here? Well, I'm bringing a principle out here that's real important. He says in verse 43, but so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. He said, verse 45, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister. and to give his life a ransom for many. So this is the heart and the mind of Christ. He didn't come to be ministered to. He came to give himself. You know, like I know, in the world, you know, it's like ancient kings in that. They had the big old ostrich feathers and they were fanning them and somebody dropping grapes in their mouth and they're getting their fingernails done, toenails done, and, you know, all that stuff. They're being served. But Jesus turned this thing topsy-turvy. Because he wants to take us back to the first true covenant. Amen. You can't get there unless you cast off that Gentile mindset. Amen. Wanting to be served, wanting to be first, like James and John, to be served. But Jesus put the thing in perspective. He said, I am among you. We'll read it. I am among you as he that serves. He really put the cherry on top when he washed their feet. Amen. After dinner. He disrobed himself. This is Emmanuel. Amen. God in the flesh. Amen. You know, my son and I were talking about something the other day. You know, while Jesus was here, he was the creator of everything. And in him, everything consists. Everything is alive in him. And when he was here in the body, he didn't take a break. It's not like he left somewhere and left everything. He was still that one by whom everything was created, by whom everything consists, by in everything moves and lives and has his being. He was still that one. And here he is, taking his robe off to wash the manure off his disciples' feet. Remember now, they walked in pathways that donkeys traveled and horses traveled. And that's why anytime they came in someone's house, they washed their feet. But here he is now girding himself with a towel and washing their feet. To show them, to give them the example of how to ultimately regain kingdom here in the earth. It's not through swords. Alexander conquered, but Alexander died at an early age. And we don't see his kingdom now. You understand? But Jesus' kingdom is still here. And it's still growing. It's a kingdom that cannot be removed. Amen. And it's going to keep on growing and keep on growing. And it's going to swallow up every other kingdom. Amen. But he's showing us how this works. Because we weren't really brought up in this. We was brought up in this to outdo everybody. Get better tests. Get good scores on your tests and stuff. But, you know, it's all about competition and finishing first in your class. Being there first and all that. And you know, we believe in punctuality and all these things, but the way up is down. Not humble, but really humbling yourself to please God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Shining oh so bright, to the mirrors turning, reflecting to our eyes. In the night sky, all we see.